being inspired, learning from your mistakes, setting new goals, and going after them with all your heart and soul. This is what Rob captures in his book, Camille Herron, podcast episode 21, 2017 Comrades Champion and World Record Holder. I've seen Rob take on the world in a matter of 3 short years, and I've seen his tremendous progress from the very beginning, when he struggled to finish a half marathon in 2016. He is not afraid to push the limits. I've seen him have good races and bad races too. Rob is not afraid of distance, and he's always eager to learn and explore new horizons. He's not afraid to fail. I saw a new side of Rob when he dove in, got a mountain bike, and participated in Silver King in Leadville. Soon after Silver King, he ran Never Summer 100K, managed to escape a lightning storm on a peak. I saw Rob calm, confident, and relaxed at CCC. Jumping into Moab 240, he embarked on a huge unknown challenge to try to run further than 99.999% of humans on the planet. Rob continues to fulfill his goals and dreams and is a good role model for his sons in the running community. His passion for training and racing is contagious. His loyalty to his running sponsors and friends are admirable. I'm honored to call Rob my friend. I look forward to seeing how far you will go in running and in life. Enjoy your training and everything will fall into place. Michelle Barton, podcast episode 12, professional mountain, ultra, and trail athlete. I was drawn back to running from a desire to discover what I'm capable of. It started with a marathon, and then another, and then before I knew it, I was doing ultras with triathlons thrown in. Every time I approached what I previously thought was my limit, I discovered I was capable of so much more. I had to keep pushing to find the outer edge. But with ultra running, it's not linear. We can test ourselves in many different directions, and we can do it while enjoying some grand adventures. No matter the outcome, we learn a lot about ourselves, we have fun, we explore, and we do it all with an incredibly supportive community of people with amazing stories. That's why it's been so great to have people like Rob in Training for Ultra, to allow the community to better connect, to tell those stories, and draw inspiration from each other. John Kelly, podcast episode 5. 15th ever Barkley Marathon finisher and world record holder. Watching Rob's Training for Ultra platform grow from a simple Instagram account has been truly amazing. I've been a follower from the beginning and have been lucky enough to share many miles, including a few extra ultra experiences with him. I've seen firsthand the impact he has had on so many individuals. His podcasts have allowed us to enter the minds of some of the greatest ultra runners in the sport, but more importantly, he has opened up and shared his story. His vulnerability, passion, and drive are contagious. It's clear he has one mission, to inspire us all to get out and run. I'm beyond excited to flip through the pages of his inspiring adventures. Tommy Byrne, podcast episode 34, founder of Bigger Than the Trail. I've watched Rob grow over the years. I've seen him accomplish so much on and off the trails. I've listened to him tell the stories of both the elite and the back of the pack. Whether it's a trail in the middle of nowhere, a text exchange in the middle of the day, or a podcast getting me through my commute to work, I always enjoy hearing Rob tell the life-changing stories of ordinary people conquering extraordinary challenges. Rob, I want to send my biggest congratulations on how far you have come, and I can't wait to see how far you go. In running, as in life, keep your head up and feet moving forward. No matter what peaks and valleys are on the horizon, take them one step at a time and you're sure to get to where you are going. Gary Stotler, podcast episode 4, founder of Outrun Your Excuses. Listening to the Training for Ultra podcast over the last couple of years has really inspired me as an athlete and human being. Rob really knows how to connect with the athletes he interviews and gets people on his podcast that have incredible stories that need to be shared. This podcast is a must if you're an ultra runner or runner of any kind. You will draw inspiration upon the words spoken and want to get out and run and conquer the world. I am a dedicated follower of Training for Ultra and can't wait for the book. It has been incredible to see the growth of his podcast over the last couple of years with amazing athletes joining Rob on this incredible journey. Hayden Hawks, podcast episode 56. Professional mountain, ultra, and trail athlete. In a way, running is such a simple sport, setting one foot in front of the other as fast as possible or as long as possible. The easiest sport in the world. How can you spend a lifetime loving it and never feel like you